Good morning. How's everyone? Good. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to stand for a little bit because I want to show you something that's really, really important. What I have here is a jar. And what do you see in the jar? What's on the bottom? Blue water. Very good. What do you see on the top? Green, or it's actually clear, but it's not really water. This is an example to you what it means to be a Christian. Jesus has just prayed to his Father, as you heard, and he said that I am no longer of the world, but my disciples are in the world. Now, this is important for us because we are also his disciples. Jesus says that we are in the world, but since we are Christians, we are not of the world. So let me show you something here. What I'm going to do is very carefully, I'm going to shake this up. I don't want to get anything on the rug because I don't want our janitor mad at us. I'm going to shake this up. Now what do you see? It all looks the same, doesn't it? It all looks the same. This is what the world looks like. It's all kind of mixed up, and there's all kinds of things going on in the world, and there's all kinds of problems in the world, and everything looks the same. But then when I stop and I set it down, something really happens that's really, really nice. We're going to give it a couple of seconds. Because what Jesus is telling us today is since we are Christians, we must remember something. And I'm going to stand over here because I want you to look over at the font. Look over at the font. Something very important happened to you there. It was called what? Baptism. And in baptism, what did God do to you? What did he do for you? He took away all your sins. And because he has done this, he also says that you are now his children. You are his, and therefore we are Christians. And then since Jesus has just prayed that he is no longer of the world, therefore we are no longer of the world because we are followers of Jesus. So we are where Jesus is. That's why it's important for you to be here today, because Jesus says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. This is why we come to church, so that we can be in the midst with Jesus and hear his word and receive his sacraments. Now look at the jar and what do you see? I'm going to stand over here so everyone else can see it too. What do you see? You see the blue water and you see the white water on top. What has happened? They've been separated, haven't they? They're separated. What does this mean for us? When you were baptized, dear ones, all of you, you were separated from the world. You are no longer of the world. Yes, you live in the world, but you're no longer of the world because our home is where? Heaven. Thank you, Cale. We are Christians, and therefore we are where Jesus is. And even though we are not there yet, we are actually there. It's a great theological paradox, because Jesus is always with us, and since Jesus is always with us, and since we are his children, baptized into his name, you'll hear about that, baptized into his name, we are his. We don't belong to the world anymore. And that's the problem. There are so many Christians who have been baptized into Jesus, but they want to be of the world. They want to live in the world and be of the world, and that's a problem. Because what's the problem? No one knows that they're a Christian because they live like the world. They do like the world does. But we've been set apart. We've been sanctified. That's the word. That's what happened at the font. You are set apart. You are claimed by God. You don't belong to the world. You belong to? Who? You belong to? Louder. Say it louder. You belong to God. You belong to Jesus. That's why we're called Christians. Jesus Christ, followers of Christ. We are in Christ, Christians, in Christ. So therefore, dear ones, remember this. Your baptism is so important for you. Yes, you live in the world, but you're not of the world. Don't be afraid to tell people that you're Christians. You may be persecuted. You may be made fun of. People may point their finger at you and laugh at you. That's fine. Let them do that. Because on the great last day, you'll be justified, and they won't be justified because you have been set apart. You have been separated. You belong to Jesus, and there's no one that can take you from him unless you willfully walk away from him and join the world. But my warning is to you, when you join the world, you'll be judged as being in the world and being of the world. And we should not be judged that way, because we are Christians. And we will be judged according to the gospel. And the world will be judged according to the law. And what does the law do? The law condemns us, doesn't it? But the gospel, being judged according to the gospel, saves us. And that's the love of Jesus. Jesus lived in the world, but he wasn't of the world. And we are his disciples. We are his followers. We live in the world, but we're not of the world. We belong in heaven. And that's where we are, but not yet. Let's fold our hands and close our eyes and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for in baptism you have called us your children. Oh Lord, you have set us apart. You have claimed us. We belong to you. Yes, we live in the world, Lord Jesus, just as you did. But now, Lord, since you are now at the right hand of the Father, we are in you and you are in us. And we live in you as you live in us. And therefore, where you are is where we are. Lord, our home is your kingdom, heaven. Lord, help us to resist the temptations of the devil, to believe his lies that we are of the world. But Lord, we are not of the world. We are of you. Lord Jesus, thank you for doing this for us. And thank you for being our Savior. Lord Jesus, we pray all this in your most holy name. And all the children said...